Our first reading comes to us from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, verses 11 through 17. Listen for the word of the Lord. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the places, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised for you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. For he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This ends the reading of God's holy word. May God add many blessings to the hearing of it. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we have come here this morning and gathered in your name to worship you. Enable us to hear your call in our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts here together be found pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Our Lord, our rock, our redeemer. Amen. Friends, today is Epiphany. Well, today is not Epiphany. January 6th was Epiphany. But you always celebrate the Sunday closest to Epiphany as Epiphany Sunday, because a midweek Epiphany worship service would not be super popular. Epiphany ends the Christmas season. Often we think of Christmas as just one day, but liturgically in the church, there is a season of Christmas. It starts on December 25th. It doesn't start the day after Thanksgiving, as retailers would have you believe, but the season of Christmas is December 25th, and it lasts 12 days, with the 12th day being Epiphany. That's where we get the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. And Epiphany is the day when we celebrate the arrival of the wise men. The wise men we also refer to as Magi, or kings. This year was the first year that I have not included this reading from Matthew's gospel about the wise men on Christmas Eve. I wonder if anyone noticed that it was missing or felt its absence, but I did it intentionally, and I did it for two different reasons. One, practical. I was really trying to control the time of the service and the different things in between scripture readings. But the other was more theological, and that's that the wise men did not arrive at the manger. We love to set up our nativity scenes. We love to put the shepherds and the animals and the baby Jesus in the manger and the Joseph and Mary, and maybe we've got an angel or two, and the wise men. But the wise men weren't there on the night of Jesus' birth. They weren't there in the days after Jesus' birth. In fact, most scholars and theologians believe that Jesus was about 2 years old when the Magi finally arrived to pay him homage. This passage is a passage that's full of theological depth. There are so many different sermons that could be pulled from this. You could talk about Herod versus the wise men, the ruler with all the power versus the rich and wealthy that came to bow at the knee. You could talk about how the fact that the wise men were foreigners, were strangers. They were most likely from Persia. And what does that mean that they came to pay homage? The outsiders, the pagans, the Gentiles came to pay homage, that they were foreign and not Jewish. We could ask, why doesn't scripture tell us of anyone else in the 2 years between the shepherds and the wise men coming to see Christ? Is this an intentional absence, or was there no one else that came to see the Christ child? Or we could talk about the offering of gifts of gold, of frankincense and myrrh, and bringing gifts to honor and glorify Christ. But instead, today, I wanted to talk about stars and about dreams. We know that the wise men followed a star to see the Christ child. But that's almost all we know. I wish we knew more. I wish there was a chapter in Matthew's gospel that talked about the wise men's journey, about where they come from, what they were doing, what it looked like. We don't know how many wise men there were. Despite the anthem we just heard, there were three gifts, but we don't know if there were two wise men or 27 wise men or 200 wise men. We just know that it was plural. We don't know if they were wise men, if they were kings, if they were magi, or if they were astronomers. Different translations put it different way because we don't know what to do with the Greek word that describes them. We don't know where they came from or what their journey looked like. But we can bet that on their journey, there were hardships, that there were difficulties. Almost every trip I've ever been on has had some sort of complication, whether it is a car breaking down, whether it's getting off track, whether it's a detour, whether it's someone getting sick. There's always some kind of complication. And these are short trips. I can't imagine the complications and hardships that came by traveling by foot or by camel or donkey across countries over 2 years. There's no doubt that the wise men ran into difficulties and challenges. And I'm sure there were times when they wanted to turn around and go home. There were times they wanted to say that this is too hard. This is too difficult. This is not worth it. This is all before they meet a jealous king that wants to use them to make sure that the newborn king is eliminated as a threat to him. We should take inspiration in their story. We should take inspiration in their faithfulness in following this star over 2 years. But we should also ask ourselves, what do we follow so faithfully? What is it that I follow as faithfully as the wise men follow the star? What is it that I follow even when times are difficult, even I want to give up? That's a question each of us should ask ourselves. Epiphany and its focus on the light of the star is the perfect bookend to the Christmas season. On Christmas Eve, we spoke of Christ as the light of the world. Christ as the light that should guide us. And to translate that Christ is the star that we should follow even when times are difficult. Or especially when times are difficult. But the wise men didn't just follow the star, they also followed their dreams. While they were there with the Christ child, they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod. After all, Herod had bid them to go and pay homage and come back and lead him to the Christ child. But an angel in a dream appeared to them and said, don't go back to Herod. And scripture says, so they went back a different way. And we're reminded that God can speak to us in our dreams. And we see this often in scripture. In our first reading today, Jacob encounters God in his dream in a passage that's become known as Jacob's ladder. Or think of Joseph and his many-colored coat and the dreams he had that led him into trouble with his brothers, but also out of trouble in the land of Egypt. Think of Peter dreaming of unclean animals on a sheep descending from heaven, which God says, go, kill, and eat. But Peter refuses, saying, by no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is profane or unclean. God responds with, what has made you clean, you must not call profane. Or if we want to stick with the nativity story, think of an angel appearing to Joseph in a dream and telling him to keep Mary as his wife. These are but a few examples of God speaking to us through our dreams. And as we enter into this new year, as we enter into 2022, what are your dreams for yourself? What are your dreams for the church? What are your dreams for God's kingdom? What is God nudging you, calling you, whispering to you, shouting to you to do? And why aren't you following it? Why aren't you listening? After all, the wise men listened to their dreams, but wise men followed the stars. And it's easy to look at them and say, well, sure, they did. They showed great faith in following both the star and following their dreams. But that was a long time ago. What keeps us from following the star? What keeps us from following our dreams? What keeps us from setting out on great examples for Christ's glory and honor? Oftentimes, the answer is fear. Fear of failure. Fear of commitment, fear of the unknown, fear of so many different things. Often when we have new ideas, new adventures, we hear that nagging in the back of our voice, we are afraid. Luckily, the passage doesn't just speak of the wise men following stars and following dreams. It also gives us a master class on fear. And we learn a fear by looking at two of the main players in this passage that aren't magi. We see Joseph, the father of Jesus, and we have Herod. Joseph, who was a poor middle-aged man in an unconventional marriage, to say the least, tasked with raising the Son of God. Herod was a powerful king supported by the Roman Empire, ruling all over all of Judah with all sorts of people at his beck and call. These two men could not be more different. But one of them was afraid. And it wasn't the poor, powerless peasant. The passage tells us that Herod was frightened and all of Jerusalem with him. As Nadia Bowles Weber says, he was frightened of an infant and a horoscope. He was frightened of a baby and a star in the sky. And it was fear that ruled him. Fear that what he had could be taken away. Or fear of not getting what he wanted turned him into a monster. When he can't find the right child, when the wise men go back another way. That baby, that newborn king, is so threatening to him that he sends for all children, two and under, in and around Bethlehem to be killed. Fear controls him. Joseph, on the other hand, was not afraid. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him, the angel said, as angels so often do, "Do not be afraid." And we know that he's not afraid because if we kept reading, when he hears of the impending doom caused by Herod, he takes his family to save them to Egypt. Now you might think, okay, well, Egypt is close by, but you have to remember that Egypt is the place where his ancestors were enslaved, the place where God rescued his people from slavery. It is not a place with happy memories. It's not a place with happy connotations in the Jewish mind, but a place to be feared, a place to be mourned. But with fear cast out, Joseph was able to believe it possible that God's redemptive work can happen anywhere, even in Egypt. With fear cast out, Joseph no longer had to see everything through the lens of what it was in the past. With fear cast out, he was able to outsmart a king, protect a wife, his wife and child, and preserve that which is good in the face of tyranny. Herod's fear caused death, and Joseph's lack of fear protected life. Herod's fear was rooted in wanting more power and protecting the power he had, and Joseph's lack of fear was rooted in love. Love of God, love of his family. So as we move into 2022, we have to ask ourselves several questions. We have to ask ourselves, what is the star that I am following? What is the guiding light, the guiding principle that I will follow no matter how difficult things get, no matter where it calls me to, no matter what adventures it leads us on? We have to ask ourselves, what might God be calling me to do? What dreams is God putting into my life? What adventures does God have planned for me? Where is God calling me? We have to ask ourselves, what is it that I am afraid of? Are my actions rooted in the love of power? Or are my actions rooted in the power of love? Which principle am I going to let guide my decisions and my choices? As we enter into this new year, I urge you to follow the star that is guiding your life. Follow your dreams. Follow God's call. And remember that in Scripture, anytime an angel appears, anytime a messenger from God appears, their first words are almost always, "Do not be afraid. Do not let fear guide you, but let love guide you. Let the love of God as shown in Jesus Christ, that newborn infant, that precocious toddler, that young man, let the love of Christ guide you in all that you do." Amen.